Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Why do we always get pictures of snakes eating animals?
It's an unfortunate side of our branding.
It is. A lot of that on Twitter. Danny just told me he hasn't slept right since that snake was in a woman's bed in Silver Spring.
Yeah, the copperhead that was in a woman's bed in Silver Spring that bit her two times and has forever changed my life.
Did she really get bitten two times?
Yeah, twice in her left arm.
She survived?
Yeah.
No issues to this day?
Well, huge issues. Like, she's never comfortable in her own home, and she had massive surgery to repair her arm. Total gear shift, and I'm sorry to do it, but this popped up on Twitter, and I happened to glance up at the television. O.J. Simpson's parole hearing is right now.
Yeah.
I'm not in. But everybody seems to be in.
Yeah, networks are televising it, and I don't know why.
It doesn't feel right to me. It feels like something that we shouldn't be watching. Doesn't it feel like that to you?
A little bit. I think people care. It's an easy thing for TV networks to jump on because they know it's an easy way to get some views. It's like televising a chase of a car that's on a highway, throwing money out the window.
You give me a 30 for 30 on what happened. I watched it. Loved it. By the way, it was incredible.
It was very
good. You give me a multi-part special about something. Okay. The TV drama with Ross from Friends with his like weird teeth and hair yelling juice over and over.
By the way,
didn't watch that.
He's so old now. He's 70 years old and looks like an old man.
Yeah.
I think when I picture O.J. Simpson, the picture that pops up in my brain is like him at probably 49, 53. I don't know. He's 70 now.
I think of the in-shape guy and the gold jacket doing the Hertz commercials.
Yeah.
I think of Nordberg from Naked Gun.
A couple things to clean up here from our football and quarterback conversation before we move on. And we'll take a couple more calls here to wrap this up. 800-636-1067. The merger I had speculated was around the late 70s. It was actually that it was announced in 66 and took place, I guess, just before 1970. So I was way off on that. But what I was thinking was when the Redskins will send out stats, all their stats go back to 1979. And I always thought maybe that was related to that.
It's a time of significance for some reason. Yeah.
It's because that's when the schedule expanded to 16 games.
There you go.
And like stats started to be kept differently. So that was what happened in 79-80, which is relevant to the conversation because some of these guys, if we're dating this back to certain eras, had less games. But the point is, the merger was not why they started the year that they did. Secondly, we never got to this. I teased it, and I said I wanted to. Tony Dungy put Tom Brady sixth on the all-time list. Dungy, of course, the head coach of the Indianapolis Colts and Peyton Manning against Tom Brady for many years as one of his rivals. Now, Dungy explained his logic by saying, I approach this as a defensive coordinator. He was a former DB and was a defensive coach.
Mm-hmm.
And basically having to build a game plan against these guys. And who would be the hardest to defend? So he had guys who scrambled around, like Steve Young, much higher on his list. Aaron Rodgers, mobile. Dan Marino, mobile. He had players who are kind of more statuesque and flat-footed in the pocket, like Brady or a Drew Brees type,
mm-hmm.
as lower on his list because, in his opinion, they're easier to game plan against than defend. I think there's probably an obvious bias here, and I think putting Tom Brady sixth is outrageous. But I also don't think not putting him one is a problem.
It can be tough to separate the great quarterback from the great coach.
Yeah.
So his point is, maybe it's self-deprecating in a way, where he goes, Peyton Manning succeeded despite me. Yeah, maybe that's the
angle. He lists a bunch of coach quarterbacks combinations, says who gets the credit for this marriage. And his point is basically, what would Tom Brady have been without Bill Belichick? And I think that that is a wonderful question. Tom Brady in his first couple years was not quite a passenger, but he was pretty close. Ben Roethlisberger was that. Russell Wilson was that as he won a title.
Mm-hmm.
And go back and look it up. That first year, some of the playoff games and the late regular season games, that was a really good New England defense. As his career went on and he got better and better to the point where now we both think he's one of the three or four best quarterbacks that ever lived, more was put on his plate. It was less about the defense. But early on, a lot of guys could have won that Super Bowl with New England. That's one of the quote-unquote six that makes him this insurmountable, untouchable, unfathomable that you would say anyone's better quarterbacks. And each of them has to kind of be viewed through their own lens. But you put them third, too.
Third.
Because you had Montana 1.
Yes.
Manning 2.
Mm-hmm.
So we just flipped the top two. So I had Manning 1, Montana 2, Brady 3. So we had a similar top three.
But six, I did just six wanna, is an outrage.
I wanted to point out that being listed sixth by Tony Dungy is absolutely crazy. And it has nothing to do with Super Bowl trophies. A lot of people would say otherwise. It just has to do with how good he is at quarterback.
Yeah.
Let's go to Tim in Gaithersburg. Hey, Tim.
What's up, Tim?
Hey, gentlemen. How are you this morning?
Good, man.
Thank you for taking my call. Okay. I've been watching the NFL since Super Bowl III. I remember watching on old black and white. Absolutely love the NFL. I would rate the five best quarterbacks as follows. And what I don't hear a lot of people talking about is just the eyeball test. If you're starting from scratch and you're not putting them into a system and you're not talking about a Belichick or a Walsh or a surrounding cast like Jerry Rice, so forth and so on, I can't understand how anybody would say that John Elway is not the greatest quarterback who ever played, the most talented quarterback, period. Build your system around him. Number two is Marino. Number three is Brady. Number four is Montana. And number five is Aaron Rodgers.
Let me ask you about Elway, though, and I'm assuming you were listening when we talked about him earlier and I made the case that he's overrated.
I just heard you later refer to your comments about Elway. I did not hear what you had to say.
The first 9 years of about a 15 or so year career were not good, statistically. Now, we covered that the team was terrible, and that's probably why. But those 9 years still happen. We don't, when we're making a case for a Hall of Famer in baseball, say, yeah, he only hit 267 or 274 for a bunch of years, but he was in bad lineups, and he had six good years at the end of his career. He wasn't more than a guy for almost a decade. That's hard for me to parse up.
I disagree. Look at the fact that when he went up against my 1986 New York Giants, he was the only player on that team. And he did that. He brought three teams to the Super Bowl where he had nothing around him.
Well,
the Denver Broncos in the Super Bowl were him.
We'll disagree there, because the first Super Bowl appearance against the Redskins, they didn't have that much. I'll agree with that. But the second time, a 2,000-yard rusher, Terrell Davis, and they go to the Super Bowl a couple times.
Are you talking about their Super Bowl wins with Rod Smith, Ed McCaffrey, and
Shannon Sharp?
Terrell Davis and Hall of Famer Shannon Sharp? He had nothing around
him? No, those
You're
were
talking about
teams.
The three losses.
I'm talking about the three losses.
Okay.
What I'm saying is, the league is different now. I can only imagine if you were to put him behind center on a team that had all these offensive weapons and great schemes these days. There is no thrower of the football that you can even put, in my opinion. Maybe I'm stretching it a little too much. I think he's the greatest
thrower. No, but I think it's a good take,
his arm strength is off the charts. I still think we've ever seen his equal.
I get your
I really
point.
Don't.
I mean, but and I think it's a good point. And to Tony Dungy's credit or point, I guess, because I don't know that I give him a lot of credit when you list Tom Brady sixth. He basically had Elway higher because he said, as a coordinator, I'm thinking about how I want to defend guys. He'd rather defend John Elway, who's mobile and runs all over the place, than Dan Marino, who had the cinder blocks for feet and was going to stay in the pocket. You know, Brett Favre, who could run around and make plays, scared Tony Dungy more than a guy that was going to stand there and make throws. Let's go to King in Tysons. What's up, King?
Yeah, so great show, guys. I just moved down to the area, and I really enjoy your show.
Thank you, bud.
So how the heck is Terry Bradshaw not on that list?
I heard your Yinzer accent when you said that, by the way. Not on that list.
It came out a little bit there,
yeah,
sir.
Yeah, you Pittsburgher. You going to drink some pop while you're listening?
You're infiltrating.
That's right, pop. Yeah, pop and Yinz, and I'm going to take
That's
a shower
right.
later.
You're Yinzer. I know. Well, guess what? I got family in Pittsburgh, so I like it. I will tell you, Terry Bradshaw is not that good of a quarterback. He won a lot of championships, but I never was that impressed. Not that I saw him play live, but whenever you look up any of his numbers, he had some bad seasons. And he was, to me, very lucky to have been in Pittsburgh with Chuck Knoll.
He got to ride a great train. So when Yin's gone downtown and get some pants on out next to Iron City on her, just look up some of the things that happened. Played with so many Hall of Famers, was on a delightful train. I think he was closer to a league-average quarterback, which will sound blasphemous to a Steeler fan, closer to a league-average quarterback than he was to a superstar.
And I understand how different the era was, okay? So I'm not comparing these stats to the stats of today. I'm just comparing them to what is decent at that time. He completed 51% of his passes. Think about that for a second.
Yeah.
Almost half of the passes he ever threw were incomplete.
212 touchdowns, 210 picks. That's really close to 1-1.
212 to 210.
And also, by the way,
the same number of picks, basically, as touchdowns in his career.
Keep in mind, all the championships, most of it happened before 1978, and this is since 78. So 78 through 83.
Even if we're just talking Terry Bradshaw without this ESPN.com piece,
right?
What are we talking about? I mean, he just wasn't that good. But he did win a lot of titles. He made some big plays in big games. And you can't take his four rings away from him.
No, nor should you. I mean, again, he was part of one of the great dynasties in the history of sports. Not just football, but anything. They were amazing.
Let's get into Ted Leonsis saying that you and I have to help the Mystics get more popular. Next on Grant and Danny.
We may not be able to help with that, but here's what we can help with. Get you a great deal on some new windows. It's Window Nation's anniversary sale, GP. It's their anniversary, and to celebrate, they're rolling out the red carpet to savings. Just when you thought that offer couldn't get any better, guess what? It did. The more you buy, the more you save. You buy five or more windows, you receive $175 off each window. Buy 10 or more, receive $200 off. 15 or more, $225 off of each window. What does that all equate to? Thousands of dollars in savings on your new windows.
Anniversaries only happen once a year, and so does a deal like this. Trust the company that has installed 350,000 windows in 65,000 homes and is led by third-generation window replacement experts. What better way to celebrate their anniversary than to extend the savings on to you? Call Window Nation today like me and Danny did. Mention the anniversary sale to receive that $225 off each window. Don't think you can afford new windows right now, some of you are saying. For a new limited time, they're offering financing as low as $59 a month on a house of windows. That's less than $2 a day. So call Window Nation today, 866-90-NATION, or go to windownation.com and tell them Grant and Danny sent you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.